3 o'clock growl. By the way, for Morales, I think it was 65-35.
You think Morales secretly roots for the Rams to lose so he can have more fun in these opens?
He
sounded joyous.
You know
there,
who
didn't
he is? He's the Joker in The Dark Knight. He just wants the world to burn. That
Seems
is
like
what
it.
He wants.
Yeah. I don't think it's a secret, John. I think that's just what he wants.
But that's not very.
He'll do that. He'll do that with. He'll taunt us with everything. The Rams, the Lakers. If the Dodgers were to lose, he'd taunt us with that.
Oh yeah. No, you'd be massively going against us with the Dodgers.
So I came across some Rams stuff that's really encouraging. If you're a Rams fan, please pay attention. According to NFL research, the Rams have scored 80 points over their first five games, the fifth fewest by a reigning Super Bowl champion in history, and have a losing record for the first time after week two of any season during the Sean McVay era. On top of that, the Rams are 29th in points per game, 26th.
Think about that. With Sean McVay as your coach, 29th out of 32 in scoring.
26th in yards per game. Last in rushing. And last in allowing sacks. That's why the Rams are 2-3. They're lucky to be 2-3, to be honest with you. They've not played
a good
game. Yeah,
they almost blew that Atlanta game.
Yeah. They've not played a good game. And yesterday was just, I mean, the offense is so horribly broken.
I thought the game in Arizona was good.
The defense was good, but they didn't score.
Yeah.
Again, they're not scoring. This is come on, supercomputer Sean McVay. Let's add some points.
Bergman, how much? Speaking of NFL football, how many points do the Raiders win by tonight in Kansas City?
35.
35 point blowout.
Yep.
I like it. 42-7, maybe.
The Raiders
like
are
that.
Going to blow out the Chiefs.
42-7. Yeah, that's my
You're
prediction.
Put
on the low
I did
that.
Already.
That's the
you
lowest.
Put mythical money on the Raiders plus seven?
No, I put mythical money on a prop bet. And since I can't bet against the Raiders to lose,
yep.
I just bet that Mahomes is going to throw a bunch of touchdowns.
That's what you did?
No, here's my prop bet.
Yeah.
All right? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let me
ready.
Get this exactly right. But I think it's a three-way parlay.
Okay.
The first one is Patrick Mahomes over 274.5 yards.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 254.5. You like that?
I like that, yeah.
Okay. Travis Kelce over 64.5 receiving yards.
Yeah, I mean that's good.
Travis Kelce scores at least one TD.
Yeah.
That's it.
But you're betting against the Raiders with those bets.
Not.
Oh, you 100%
no. All
are.
Those things are going to happen. The Raiders are still going to win 42-7.
If all those things
Kelce
happen,
gets the, one touchdown.
The Raiders are losing.
Kelce gets the one touchdown, and Patrick Mahomes throws for 250 yards, and Kelce has a big game, and the Raiders win big.
You're not psychologically against betting against your own team.
Yeah, I don't want to bet on the Raiders to lose.
That's a stupid sentence. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
So you are betting against your team by making those prop bets for tonight.
No, because those prop bets can all – both things can be true. Those prop bets can all come in and the Raiders could win. That's the wiggle room I gave myself. So little background run tonight.
Wiggle.
Yeah, thank
wiggle,
you.
Wiggle.
Patrick Mahomes has played against the Raiders 8 times.
Okay.
What do you think his record is?
I'm just going to take a shot. 7-1.
Correct. Oh, you know.
You told me earlier.
Yeah. So
you mentioned it
I mentioned
in the
it
first
earlier.
Segment of the show.
Yeah, and 5 of the 7 have been blowouts.
Right.
So tonight it gets reversed. Tonight the Raiders shocked the world.
We will find out.
Yeah.
We will find out. All right, so Saturday night I was at the Coliseum for the Trojans and Washington State. I thought, although tight at halftime, it was 17-14. Travis Dye had a monster game. I think the defense, Alex Grinch's defense, did wind up holding them to 14 points. So you got to call that a successful night. They covered the spread. I mean, they dropped a spot in the poll. Who cares? I guess they went from 6-7.
Yeah, no problem. UCLA moved up from 19-12.
And I said on Friday, I said if UCLA beat Utah, I thought they'd be a top 10 team, and they're very, very close. It is
last time, by the way, both USC and UCLA were in the top 10
mm-hmm.
when they played each other.
Right.
Guess when?
1998.
Nope. 1994. 1988. The quarterback for UCLA was, Greg?
Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman. Quarterback for USC was?
I don't know.
No.
Some guy who does a radio show up against us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Rodney Peete?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the two QBs.
Wow.
USC won.
So here's the thing. I can't tell And now you UCLA fans will be all over me for this, but I can't tell how good Utah is.
They're good.
They're a two-loss team. Lost to Florida. They lost to UCLA. The game was at UCLA.
I watched the whole game. They're good. I don't necessarily think they're going to beat USC.
Right.
But I think the game's going to be close.
Well, the game's in Utah, so it's a different scenario. And also, they're coming off a loss now, which I never like.
Right. So, Greg, here's my take on UCLA.
Yes.
Very pleasantly surprised by how great they look. Here's my one point of hesitation.
Okay.
They haven't done anything on the road. Now, this doesn't mean I'm down on them, but all of their wins have been at home. At least USC went up to Stanford. I know Stanford's not great, but they went up to Stanford and took care of business.
Colorado, they won in Colorado, but Colorado was terrible.
Right. So in 2 weeks, they're off next week.
Yep.
In 2 weeks, they're at Oregon. That's Chip Kelly going back
huge
to Eugene.
Game.
That will tell me whether or not UCLA's for real. But I'll tell you what. Right now, if you made me pick between DTR, Jake Bobo, and Zach Charbonnet, or Travis Dye, Caleb Williams, and Jordan Addison, I'd take the UCLA.
No way.
Just because of what you've seen, but DTR has been playing
because of what I've seen. Yeah.
Well, you only watched one side.
Yeah, I saw the UCLA game.
Yeah, but DTR is playing like Jalen Hurts.
Right, but he's not Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams might win the Heisman.
All the experts say that if Caleb Williams was in the draft this year, he'd be the number one pick.
He's great. I'd rather, Greg, though, I'll give you Caleb Williams over DTR, but it's closer than I thought it would be. And
you take Jake Bobo over Jordan Addison?
I would take Jake Bobo over almost anybody.
Oh my God.
Jake Bobo's going to be a star on Sundays.
Yeah. You don't think
I think Addison will be, but
he's literally the reigning Biletnikoff trophy winner, best wide receiver in the country.
I think Jake Bobo is just a mountain of a guy.
Right.
Jordan Addison, I think, could be Brandon Cooks. Like, have a really good career and be successful.
Well, I mean, all those guys. Mario Williams had a big game for him.
Yeah.
You're talking about the height of Bobo, too, because
the height
of
Bobo's 6'5", 220.
I think Charbonnet over Dye, too.
I would, too. Charbonnet, I love.
Charbonnet
runs like he's running downhill all the time.
If he gets any space.
How great would it be?
Are they in a bye this week?
They are in a bye.
And
this week.
Then they go at Oregon. So no,
that's a tough one, yeah.
But how?
That could be a top 10 matchup, by the way, because if the teams in front lose, because right now they're 11 and 12, they could easily jump into the 9-10.
So how great would it be, though, if USC and UCLA played each other undefeated?
Great.
It'd be awesome.
I'd like USC to lose every game before that, but
I wouldn't. I want USC to UCLA to be undefeated. So that's how you hurt your rival is you knock them off an undefeated season.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'd be good for the show. It'd be good for the city.
Oh, it'd be great for. Yeah, no, I'm all for it. I sent a tweet to Andrew Whitworth a little while ago.
Okay.
It says, "Dear at Andrew Whitworth, are you available for the next couple of months? Sincerely, a Rams fan." Andrew Whitworth has responded.
Okay.
He says, "Steve, appreciate the tweet. Always available for folks. I can tailgate, watch games, and drink with the best of them. Just tell them where to get the tickets. Thanks."
Not what we were going
no,
for.
No, not what we were looking for.
This is real. That's actually, he actually did respond to you.
Yeah, no, he
You responded. Weren't lying there.
No.
That was truth.
You think I'd just totally make that up?
Yes. Normally you would.
Wouldn't make that up. I just got a text from, or I just got a tweet from Kim Kardashian.
I don't believe
I
that.
I said, "Kim, dear Kim, sorry you got booed. I was cheering. Sincerely, Mace." Do you think she'll respond to that?
Bergman, you need to immediately reach out to her and offer to console her in her time of need.
Yeah, that's not creepy at all. Hey, Kim.
Kim,
I'm just some random
very
dude
sorry
you've
never you
heard
were treated
of.
Poorly.
Hey, Kim. Hey, Kim.
Kim, I got an idea, Kim.
Hey, Mace.
Why,
hey, Mace, I think
in
I got
in all seriousness, why boo Kim Kardashian?
So, interesting, Tyler, who is training today. What are you doing, Tyler? Are you, like, shadowing? What are you?
I'm just here so I don't get fired.
Okay. Good answer. So he's got a theory on why Kim got booed. Explain this thing, Tyler. You're the one that can do it.
So this might not be why she got booed, but Kim endorsed a cryptocurrency coin that she was paid to endorse.
Right.
But did not disclose that she was paid to endorse it.
Okay.
It ended up being a sham coin where people invest in it without it having any sort of direction or growth possibility. and it essentially tanked. So everyone who put their money into it as an investment lost the entirety of their investment.
Yeah, but I would say the majority of the people, while that's unfortunate, I would say the majority of the people
don't know that story.
Yeah, and wouldn't know it. Like Tom Brady did crypto ads. Matt Damon did crypto ads.
But she scammed people.
Right. Said do this and
do this,
she
and
was
then it went
paid.
To hell.
She's got
yeah,
what?
She
was... Mace, you said she got 30 million followers.
Oh yeah.
On Instagram
even more,
and
more than that.
Even more,
and
yeah.
She promoted something that she was paid to promote without disclosing that she was paid to promote.
Right. Yeah. That's shady. That's sketchy. But I think she was booed because a lot of people, especially a lot of Cowboys fans, probably look at her and say, "Ah, she's so LA. She's so LA. We'll just boo her." The funny thing.
She has 73 million Twitter followers.
So the funny thing is that after Kim, they put up a random picture of some guy.
Named Steve.
Yeah. And all it said was Steve. And he got cheers. Kim got booed. And some guy named Steve, a random dude, got booed. Got cheered.
Right. I think there's a little bit of this going on. Have you ever been at a sporting event that's not a Clipper game?
Yeah.
Like, so you're Rams, Raiders, Dodgers, Angels, and
right.
They put a Clipper on the Jumbotron.
Oh, yeah.
What happens?
Boom.
If you're the next person that gets put up after, like, you know, it used to be Blake Griffin or Chris Paul, now it'd be Kawhi or Paul George.
Right.
If they put you up right after they put up Paul George, people will cheer just because you're not a Clipper.
Woo!
Yeah, because people hate the Clippers.
Yes,
but
they do.
I don't understand the Kim K hate. Maybe Tyler's story had something to
maybe
do with
it. Maybe
it
has something to do with it. Yeah, she was in the news. All right, coming up next for you, I got a couple of things. First of all, Mookie Betts, really funny on Jimmy Kimmel. I got a little bit of that. Plus, LeBron on the shop. Really, really funny clip from that.
Speaking of
the Clippers, that's all coming up for you. Mason, Ireland, it is the day after a Rams disaster.
Happy Monday!
Hashtag must win Sunday. 710 ESPN.
Must win my ass.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hey, who's in control of my microphone?
Me and then sometimes you, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But sometimes you hit the dump button. I'm just making
sometimes
sure.
Sometimes I do hit the dumb button totally accidentally.
Did you do that again?
No, we're all clear.
Okay,
today.
Good.
We're all clear today.
Thank you.
I'm hearing us.
Your
come
computer's
back at
on
us.
Again,
is
you
it?
Dope.
I thought
turn
it's
your
off.
Volume off
was
on your computer.
It's not on.
You know, look
it's
at your
coming
YouTube.
From over there.
You went to the YouTube.
Mine is shut down. I'm hearing it coming from Ireland. Don't blame me. I'm not always
the
one.
It's usually you.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything planned.
Do you
but
have
I'll
YouTube
keep looking.
Open?
Yeah,
all right.
So, Mookie Betts was on Jimmy Kimmel Wednesday night. We're getting ready for tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, Dodger Stadium. We assume, have they made an announcement? Is it going to be Julio?
They have not made any announcement yet.
We assume
what
it'll be.
What are they waiting for?
They don't want the Padres to know.
Keep them guessing.
All right.
I think it's going to be Julio. Julio versus Mike Clevinger for them. Yu Darvish in game two. We assume Kershaw for us in game two. For them, Blake Snell in game three. For us, Tyler Anderson in game three. For them, Joe Musgrove in game four. And us with Tony Gonsolin, followed by Andrew Heaney. And that's what we know. And then you'd assume, if there is a game five on Sunday, that it would be Julio coming back.
So when was Mookie on Kimmel? Friday night?
He was on, actually, Thursday night he was on.
Okay, got it.
So this is actually Mookie is a charming guy. He was asked, here's Jimmy on what kind of pressure there is after a 111-win season.
That's a lot of games. Does that, when you win that many games, does that make the playoffs more pressure-packed because suddenly you got this best-of-seven series that you have to win?
Probably. You know, I would say so, but, yeah. I the season gets so long. I don't even know how many games. I don't even know what day.
Is that right?
Yeah, like, today's the only day off, so tomorrow I got to get back to work, and so... after playing 160 games, I mean, yeah, it's a lot.
Do you wake up sometimes when you're on the road and you don't know where you are?
Every day.
Every day.
It all runs together, man. I mean, oof.
The Padres and the Mets are playing starting tomorrow. Will you watch that series? Because that's you'll play the winner of that series.
I don't know. Like I don't know. I play baseball, so I know I'm not gonna watch it.
Uh-huh. Honest.
Very, very honest.
By the way, what he asked him, that happens to me all the time.
You
I'll wake up in a city and I'll allow myself 30 seconds to see if I can figure out where I am.
Yeah.
And half the time I can't.
Yeah, I don't know
how
you do it.
I got to look at the phone.
Yeah, don't know how you do it. Here's one little nugget. You know, Mookie wears two necklaces.
Okay.
When he's on the field. He wears one that his dad gave him. And here's the story behind the second necklace that you can watch for tomorrow night.
This one was a bat and ball. I was walking down, because in spring training, you know, we go to on the road, and you're in somebody else's clubhouse, so you walk down to the field and carrying all this stuff, right? All my bags and everything, because I don't want to leave myself in the clubhouse. And so...
Get to the bag, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so walk down, and I sign this kid's ball, and he gives me a necklace. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm about to do with this necklace. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to put it in my pocket. I don't want to play the necklace in my pocket. If I put it in this bag, it's full of things, as we talked about earlier. And I don't know. I don't want to lose it because I feel bad. I thought it was pretty cool. So I threw it on. And the guys liked it. And so since then, it just stuck.
It's cute. I mean, it's you might
cute.
Lose
like
it.
Cute.
You have to
Can
be.
Can you use another word than cute?
Yeah, well, I know I can't think of another word. It's a little ball and
cool.
Bat.
Cool.
I have a gift for you also.
If you look at it, it is really a little bat and ball, the kind of thing that you would see a kid give to a major league player.
Right. And baseball, but you know this because you worked in baseball. Baseball players are superstitious, man. If you go 3-for-4 after that, it's staying.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
exactly.
Staying with you.
So that's tomorrow night, Dodger Stadium. Now, set up the shop is LeBron's show.
Right. And I think now it's airing on YouTube. Used to air on HBO. And. they were talking the other day about LeBron was they said you play for the Lakers.
Yep.
Your home opener is going to be against the Clippers. Will you cut him a break because you're your fellow team in Los Angeles? And here's what LeBron said.
If my mama played for the Clippers,
it's on.
If my mama played for the Clippers and she in the lane, she getting punched on.
It's on.
And I hope she be like, you know what, son? You got that one. I'm coming back for your ass, though.
Absolutely.
I hope so.
That's so great.
So if his mom is in the lane,
yes,
he's dunking on her.
Exactly.
So we'll see what happens. I think Clippers are going to have a really good year.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but everybody says they're going to be good.
Yep.
Damn.
Loaded.
Yeah.
They have the deepest roster in the league.
Right.
Our team at the top is really
top
elite.
Top heavy.
But at the bottom, not so much. Their team, top to bottom, is loaded.
Yeah.
The roster.
Yeah.
So there's one other thing I wanted to get here in this segment, and that is, you know what I decided I want in life? I want to get the bag.
Okay.
I don't know how.
Don't you already kind of have the bag? We both kind of do.
We both kind of have the bag. But I want a bigger bag. I want a big bag.
Will you share the bag if you get the bag?
I'll share some things.
With you? No.
Sure.
No.
Yeah.
I know you won't, Ireland. I'm asking Mason.
Oh, I would. I'm very generous.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So here's an example of somebody getting the bag. Rocky is the highest paid NBA mascot, making $625,000 in annual salary.
No way.
That is more than 10 times the average pay for a professional NBA mascot, which is around 60 grand. Now, what the hell is Rocky doing? Does he have, like, pictures of the owner or what?
Well, you know who the owner is.
No.
Stan Kroenke.
Oh, Stan Kroenke. Right. Don't want to suggest
Josh, his son, runs that team.
But how is a mascot you get $625,000?
He's really good, but he's not that good.
Come on.
Like, there's a handful of mascots that, like, the gorilla, the Suns
gorilla, right?
Gorilla's really good. Rocky's really good.
Yep.
The
who else sticks
bear
out?
In Utah is really good.
Okay.
But no, if you would have said to me, is any of those guys even making six figures? I would have said no.
I will
let alone 600,000.
I will put on a big felt suit and run around the arena and make funny gestures for $625,000.
Okay, now here's a test of your ethics.
Yes.
Would you? Okay, 625,000.
Yes.
I get you the gig.
Yep.
You are now Chuck the Condor.
Oh.
Do you do it? Chuck the Duck. Your job is to root for the Clippers every night.
So, but I make $625,000 a year.
Yep. Going to Clipper games.
I got. Do you want me to give the honest answer?
Yeah.
Yes. $625,000 a year. Are you kidding me?
I think when
$625,000 a year.
Yeah. I think when Clipper Darryl read that story about Rocky, he stormed into the Clipper offices and demanded money.
Lee Jenkins, where's my bag?
Yeah, we haven't talked to Lee in forever.
No, he's sort of.
I wonder if he'd be allowed to come on. Do you think
they'd
let him?
I'd be fascinated to talk to Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a really good guy. He's been listening to us since he was a kid. He's a really good.
Great guy.
Sports writer at Sports Illustrated and other places, New York Times. And he just up in the middle of his career said, screw it, I'm going to work for the Clippers because they gave him the bag.
Yeah.
You know, they
got
said,
the bag.
Yeah.
Now, Bergman, for the bag, would you dress up as Chuck the Condor and do the Clippers games? For the bag, $625,000 a year.
Absolutely. Yeah. I wouldn't even think twice.
You guys
about
are all
it.
Sellouts.
Yeah. $625,000, John.
$625,000, I'm for sale.
A year? Yeah.
Jorge,
okay,
you
I'm going to go buy a house.
Would, right?
I'm good.
Hell yeah. Yeah, $625,000 is a lot
I don't
got to
root for the team. I just got to run around like a dummy.
Yeah.
Nobody sees me
like
anyway.
A bobo.
Right. Nobody pays attention to Chuck the Condor.
No.
Chuck
take some
duck.
Pictures with some kids.
I just realized this show's been on YouTube since the start of it.
Right.
I've been throwing this baseball around for, you know, like, I look like an idiot.
No, you don't. You look
I'm
fine.
I'm just throwing a baseball around
you
for
fine.
2 hours.
Looks like you're doing a sports radio show.
Somebody friggin'
Mason and I used to have a whole toy box.
We back should when have we a did toy box.
We should bring that
TV.
Back.
Well,
we
bring
that. Football action?
We could bring that back. I don't think we could bring the Toy Time Girl
no,
back.
No, we will not bring those back.
No, let's not do that.
Yeah, we used to have like because that's when Pamela Anderson was on. What was Home Improvement? Was that the name of that show?
It was Home Improvement with Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Yes,
and so we had our own Pamela Anderson, but we just changed the girl every week. We didn't pay anything, so the girls got tired.
Exactly, they got tired. Barstool Sports just tweeted this out. It is. It says 2021 Rams, 2022 Rams, and under 2021 Rams, it's got Michael Jordan Space Jam. Under 2022 Rams, it's got Space Jam 2 with LeBron.
Oh. Ouch.
That's rough. People did not like Space
Ask
Jam 2.
Oh,
we've got a
toy
box. Toy box.
Oh, we got a whole bunch of toy box.
Good.
Oh, here, give me this.
Nerf guns.
Excellent.
This
oh, shoot each other. Shoot each other. Do it.
Damn, I didn't know it was loaded.
We got masks.
Oh, fantastic. All right, good.
Do we have any darts? I can't wait till you start using this stuff. That's
yeah.
a wild punch.
Right,
fill
good.
This up.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I'm on the other side of the glass
yeah.
when you have those
Don't
guns.
Worry. We'll find you. We'll find you. All right, get a quick break in. Coming up next, the thing Ireland's been waiting to get to all day long. That's coming up next for you. Then it's Game of Games. Oh, that's freaky. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. So I successfully got a Andrew Whitworth response a little while ago.
What about Kim K?
I said, "Dear Kim Kardashian, I cheered for you yesterday at SoFi. Huge fan. Sincerely, Venice Mace." So far, nothing.
Well,
I may get the shutout.
Stand by. You're going to get a
Kim
thank
K.
you from
yeah.
Kim. She's a very nice girl.
All right.
All right. Now, okay, I've given you they brought the toy box in.
Yes.
We've given you a Nerf gun. And this is, I'm going to pretend you're auditioning for Dirty Harry. Okay.
Okay.
This is your chance to be in the movies. We have to, you know, you got to be like, go ahead and make my day, punk. I've put together a life-size cutout of me.
Yes, he just
right?
put it together.
I have got one across the way. Now, if you can hit me, you get the part. Go ahead.
Is it in the head?
In the head. You missed.
Oh,
you're
no.
out. All right, you're out.
You want one more try?
Yeah, one more try.
All right, so he's about, what did you say, about 8-10 feet away?
Yeah, you should be able. I mean, I've got shooting
aim
skills.
Aim for my heart, and then maybe you get it. Yeah, well, you got me in the shoulder.
Shoulder. I mean,
yeah,
I'll take
that. Wouldn't
that.
Even, Clint
take
Eastwood
that.
Would shoot
that. That is a serious gun, though. That
right
really,
between the eyes.
You don't want to hit somebody with it. I took
well,
a shot
tried
at Jorge
at
a little while ago. I didn't realize it was going to. That was serious.
All right, let me, as Michael would say, axe you guys something.
Okay.
Over the weekend, there was a football game between Alabama State and Jackson State.
Yes.
Now, Jackson State's coached by Deion Sanders. Alabama State is coached by Eddie Robinson Jr. His dad was the legendary Grambling coach. So after the game, Deion, let me back up a little bit. At the end of the game, Deion was up by like 12.
Yep.
Alabama State didn't have any timeouts, and Deion tried to throw deep.
Right.
And run up the score. So when he went to shake hands, he came into what Eddie Robinson Jr. called the Obama bro hug.
The bro hug, yeah.
And Eddie Robinson Jr. recoiled and got out of there. He was not happy with Deion. So after the game, Eddie Robinson was asked, why did you pull out of the bro hug? Here's what he said.
We handshaked and that was it. I mean, it ain't no need for no embrace. You know, we ain't friends. He ain't never called me. I ain't never called him. Great player. Shit, everybody wanted to goddamn be prime time as a little kid. All right, great player, all that. Played against him, got tons of respect for the guy. Doing a great job as a coach, but you can't do all that stuff all week. And then you come back, put your backup quarterback in and want to run a hitch and go to try to put more points on the board. Shit's disrespect. Game was out of line. It was 26-12. 40 seconds left. We had no timeouts. Take a damn knee. You want to try to run a hitch and go. So we started blitzing. We're going to knock him out the game, too. So that's how we got to play. I mean, it ain't no quarters given. So you want to do that, don't come with me and try to bro hug me like we're friends. We ain't friends. You didn't shake my hand before the game. Why you shaking my hand after the game?
All right, so here's my question. If I ran up the score on you, I'm up 26-12, and I run a hitch and go, and then the game ends and we meet at center field, are we shaking hands and doing the bro hug? People know Mason and I have a long history together.
Yes.
We've known each other. We've competed before.
And you just kicked my ass at something?
I go in for the bro. I not only kicked your ass, but then I tried to run it up.
Right.
And so I shake hands. I go in for the bro hug, and you give me the Heisman. No. Walk away. Who looks better here, Eddie Robinson or Deion?
Well, I mean, I think he went on to say, Deion isn't the swack.
Yeah.
I'm the swack.
And then Deion tried to say he is the swack.
He is the swack. Yeah. You know, I think probably the right approach here is to just go with the handshake. If he just tried to run up the score on you, apparently running a hitch and ladder at some point with a backup quarterback, to me, that's BS. So I would not allow the bro hug.
Bergman?
I'd give him the Heisman.
I think Eddie Robinson was right in this situation. Walk away.
Yes, walk away.
Why shake hands at all?
Why? You shouldn't.
Well, they did, and then he said,
"See, that's just something you do when you walk up to people, the coach in the middle, you shake hands and you walk away. You don't need to do anything more than that."
Yeah, I don't.
There was no reason to go. There was nothing going
Nobody
further.
Bro hugs.
Yeah,
you're pissed necessary. Off. You just lost the game. I'm not going to bro hug you.
No, I don't care who you are.
You keep your
we can
bro
be best
hugs.
Friends. I'm going to shake your hand and walk away.
All right, I hit the Seinfeld thing. I got another one for you guys.
Do you agree then?
Got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would you do? You didn't. What's your take? Give me a strong take. Give me a hot take, Ireland.
Go the other way, just for fun.
I think that if he tried to run up the score, hitch and go, straight to the locker room.
Straight to the locker room.
Don't even go to the center of the field.
No bro hug. No handshake.
Okay. So you guys have probably all read that it appears, it's not official yet, but it appears that Gisele Bündchen and Tom Brady are breaking up.
Yes.
Gisele had her car saged the other day. Now, that's where you take incense.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Phil Jackson used to sage the Laker locker room to get rid of evil spirits. If you ran into, Bergman, a run of bad luck, would you consider saging your office or your car?
Absolutely not. I don't believe in any of that mumbo jumbo.
Mace?
I do.
Mace does.
Real quick, I want to mention Eddie Robinson Jr. apparently not related to
Eddie
Robinson. Oh,
yeah, Sedano just tweeted that.
From
I didn't know that. Sorry.
I didn't know that either. So... I did this in my house. You're when you get a new house, and I've done this at every place I've ever lived, you sage it, and you especially go to the corners of every room, and you hold the sage there.
That's what Phil used to do.
Then you clap.
Yeah.
And it spreads the sage. You're getting the sage everywhere. Yes, I do believe in saging. It is, I don't know if it's scientific or if it's superstitious, but I consider it to be spiritual, and I do it.
Jorge, how about it? Sage the studio?
Nah.
Why not?
I don't believe in that stuff either. No.
You don't believe in it?
No. Sorry, that was nothing to believe.
Are you superstitious at all?
No.
Seriously, if you were a baseball manager and you're walking out to change a pitcher, you would step on the foul line. You don't care. You don't think it's bad luck?
No.
Yeah, but I mean, it can't hurt.
Oh, you telling why me do to it? Try it or
when
you,
why? It can't hurt.
Jorge, when you play golf, do you talk to the golf ball?
I do not.
Yeah, you got to talk golf? To it, man.
I know you do before you putt it, right?
Before putt, hit it. when it's in the air, go left. Go left. Where are you going? Go left.
Bergman, you don't go for this at all.
No, I don't believe in any of that stuff. I don't talk to my golf ball. I don't do any of these silly things.
You'd golf better if you talked to your ball.
I'll tell you this. I would definitely golf better if I did that.
Bergman,
I would jump over the line.
If you were an outfield, even if you're a fan at a Dodger game, okay? It's like that Cleveland game last week. It's 0-0, okay? 15th inning. Max Muncy hits a bomb. It's in the air. It's going towards the right field foul pole. You're not talking to the ball?
Yeah, go fair.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's superstition.
But that's fine, but there's some things.
You realize that when you say, like, inherently, when you say something to the ball, there's no scientific evidence that it will affect the ball. But if you believe it helps, why not?
I mean, I'm not going to walk around the studio with sage in my hand and start clapping everywhere.
Mason and I will do it tomorrow. Mason and I will sage
the studio. Don't sage. Yes, we're going to.
I'm sure we will not get in any trouble whatsoever.
Amanda. It's going to be sage-rama. Sage-rama tomorrow. Saging. We're going to get rid of all the evil spirits just in time for Halloween.
I'll sage with you.
You'll sage.
There you go.
No, we don't need to.
Sage the hallway. We'll walk down over to where the sales offices are.
Especially Sage Bergman's office.
Yeah, seriously, get rid of me.
Stuff that goes on in there.
Oh, here comes Amanda. Amanda, tell them not to sage.
Boss Amanda, we're saging the office tomorrow.
First thing into the studio, we're going to bring us all good luck. We're going to get rid of all the evil spirits.
We're going to start in Amanda's office.
Yes, Amanda's office
is
the
place to start. There's a lot of bad juju in that office. We're going to go sage it from all the time she spent yelling at us when she produced Mason. Yeah.
Maybe she's not coming. Maybe she's going to the back.
She heard that we were talking about saging, and she just went to write us up again for the 900th time.
I'm sure you've been written up so many times.
How many times have we only been written up?
Once.
Well, you never know when you get written up, right?
Sure.
Sometimes
you do.
They have to tell you.
You have to sign it.
You have to acknowledge that.
So that time we got suspended, we probably got written up.
We got written up then.
Yeah, wasn't our fault.
Was not our fault.
We didn't even say anything.
Thank you, Max Kellerman. All right. Coming up next for you, it is Game of Games. So hang on, we'll get some breaking news. Announce the starter for Game 1?
They did announce the starters for Game 1 and Game 2.
All right, so were we right? Julio Game 1, Kershaw Game 2?
You are absolutely correct. Julio is Game 1 versus Mike Clevinger. 2 is Kershaw versus Yu Darvish.
That's a good matchup. Did they announce regular lineups?
No, just the
playoff roster. Did they do the playoff roster?
They just gave us the starters.
Okay. So there you have it. Don't forget tomorrow night, Game 1, NLDS.
You think Bellinger starts?
Yes. Let's see. We're facing a right-hander.
I don't think it matters.
You think he's out there no matter what?
No matter what.
For defense?
Yeah, and who else is going to put out there now? You can't put Gallo.
Trace
can play left. Gallo's not going to do
that. We're going to see Gallo.
Taylor, we're not even sure if he's going to make the roster.
Who's that?
Chris Taylor. He's still injured.
He's injured?
Yeah, he's still injured, so he may or may not make the roster. Trace is going to play left field, Bellinger's going to play center, and Mookie's going to play right.
Hope so.
You think that's set?
I think that's set.
Okay.
It's really going to come down
Joey Gallo's going to get time.
No, he's going to make the roster, and just like it's going to be between Miguel Vargas and
Hansel
Alberto.
He's this year's Curtis Granderson. That's my prediction.
Oh, God, Joey
Gallo is this year's Curtis Granderson.
I read an article strongly advocating for James Outman to be on the postseason roster because apparently he had an unbelievable September in AAA.
Well, you remember, he got called up, I want to say, in July for 1 week and just tore it up. Now, next year, I read he's going to be a factor, but he's not a factor for now. But James Outman is part of that. They bring like a taxi squad. He's part of the taxi squad that they'll go to in case there's an injury. James Outman is going to factor into the future of the Dodgers for sure. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Ireland's game today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. There's a really weird trend in Game of Games. George Sedano has won 4 times in the month of October.
And we're welcoming George to the show. Now, George, we've decided because of your dominance, we need to check your ears.
Mm. Oh, okay. Here you go.
Yeah. So we got to swab your shiny red ears.
Now, do you know this? Did you see the story? There was some pitcher, I forgot who it was, on social media that says that pitchers put Icy Hot on their ears.
Yes.
But it's not so much to put stuff on the ball because it doesn't really do anything to the
ball. It's to keep them alert.
Focused.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to try that.
He did have shiny red ears. I may give that a go.
It was Andrew McCutchen, by the way.
Oh, it was Andrew McCutchen.
So, Donna, we should do that before games. Of course, you're on television, so people yeah, that would probably wonder why your ears were bright red.
If I do a Lakers game on radio like I did a couple times last year, I will come in with the Icy Hot on the ears.
Perfect.
You and I can do it together and we'll take a picture.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So my game today, as we mentioned, Sedano's been quite dominant, so he's putting his record on the line here. With the Dodgers starting the playoffs tomorrow, let's see how well you guys know this current team.
Interesting.
Okay.
I will describe a player on the current 40-man roster.
Got
since they haven't given the 26 yet. So 40-man roster. As soon as you know who I'm talking about, buzz in. Your name is your buzzer. I have seven of these and a tiebreaker.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Number one. This guy was originally drafted by the Dodgers out of high school, but did not sign, opting to go to college instead. The Dodgers are his fourth team. The first
Mason.
Mace.
Max Muncy.
You're out.
Ah.
All right. Ooh. The first three teams he played for are all in the American League.
Sedano.
Sedano.
Danny Duffy?
No.
Danny Duffy.
Leaves Jorge and Greg. He's a five-time All-Star who has pitched in the World Series twice, but in 2020, he opted out due to COVID.
Greg. David Price.
David Price is correct, and Bergman takes the
lead.
It
pays to wait sometimes.
All
right. Number two. This Dodger is in his ninth season and has made the All-Star team once. The Dodgers are his second team.
Mace. Justin Turner.
Incorrect. His first team was in the American League. He isn't known as a home run hitter, but has hit 20 home runs in a season twice, including last year. He has played third, shortstop, second base.
Greg. Max Muncy.
No.
Oh.
Jorge.
I was going to say Max Muncy.
All right, I'll keep reading.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Jorge and Sedano can still guess. He has played third, shortstop, second base, and all three positions in the outfield for the Dodgers.
I have a question, though.
Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Was he an All-Star with the Dodgers?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'll take a guess. Jorge. Is it Trey Turner?
No.
He was
George, you want to guess? That's the
Cody
last
Bellinger?
Group. It's Chris Taylor.
Chris Taylor, yeah.
It's Chris Taylor.
Final waited, I got it. I'm gonna wait from now on.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. So he made the All-Star game, when was it, Greg? 2 years ago?
Yep.
Okay. All right, number three. This Dodger has made the All-Star team twice. He has hit more than 35 home runs three different times, Greg.
Oh, no, three different times.
Freddie
Freeman.
No. Three different times in his career. Tim Neverett, the Dodgers announcer, likes to say that he swings a silver hammer.
Mason.
Oh.
That is
three.
Trey Turner?
No.
Jorge. Max Muncy.
Max Muncy is correct.
Maxwell
swings the silver hammer. That's what Tim says when he hits
it. I knew one of them was going to be Max Muncy.
Yeah. Okay. One so far, it's Greg one, Jorge one.
Okay.
Let's go to number four. This Dodger has been part of nine different major league organizations in his six major league seasons.
Greg.
Wow.
Greg.
Trace Thompson.
Correct.
Oh,
wow.
Good pull.
Wow.
I was going to say he had 39 home runs, 13 of those this year. Comes from a family of athletes. When his dad and brothers played basketball, he's the only one who played baseball, and Bergman has the lead.
Yep.
Okay. This Dodger grew up in Southern California and renounced his scholarship to Cal State Fullerton when he was drafted. Mace.
Freddie Freeman.
Correct.
Oh, nice,
Mace. Now, did you guys know this? Freddie Freeman's parents were both born in Canada, and because of that, he has U.S. and Canadian citizenship.
I did not know that.
I did.
And then all the other stuff.
What's that all about?
Here's another one. If you guys ever hear this story? During a 2014 winter storm, he was stuck in traffic that was not moving. He stayed stuck for an hour until former teammate Chipper Jones arrived on his ATV and took him to the ballpark.
Wow, no.
Yeah, they talked about that in the World Series last year.
Yeah, all right. So Greg 2, Jorge 1. Here we go.
Mason 1.
Oh, Mason has 1.
Yeah, you just got that
one.
All right, so Mace has 1. All right, so this is number 5.
But don't forget about me.
No, you're in it. You're in it. All right. This Dodger had his wedding officiated by Oral Hershiser. He grew up in Southern...
Mason.
Mace.
Justin Turner.
Correct!
Yeah. Ah,
has tied.
Oh.
but I needed one more.
Yeah, I was going to say, grew up in Southern California. Dodgers are his third team. He's played, did you guys know this about JT? He's played every infield position as well in one game and left and once as a pitcher.
Wow.
No, yeah.
The pitcher, they gave away a pitcher bobblehead on the.
And
that's right,
Jorge,
they did.
Had it lasted this long, you would have got it off the last clue. He looks like Tumgus from the AMP.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. One more left and a tiebreaker. So,
I'm out.
Sedano's out.
I can win this.
Wow. Streak is broken.
Me and Bergman can both win.
And
right?
Jorge can tie. Okay, here we go.
Wow.
Wow.
This Dodger has played his entire career in Los Angeles.
Okay, Jorge. Jorge. Yes.
Boom!
Yeah!
Wow!
Real.
Wow.
That's it, baby.
I mean, there were so many that it could have been there.
Yeah, it could have been any of them, but
yeah. He's
but
never.
He went with the Mexican, of course.
That's right.
Well, he was kind of staring him down a little bit.
Chivato.
Okay, that means it's a tiebreaker between Briones, Bergman, and Mason.
Oh, I just saw it on YouTube. You give him a little nod.
All right, here we go.
I didn't see anything.
No. You guys are all going to have a chance, so you don't have to buzz in on this one, okay? It's well known that Mookie Betts is an excellent bowler. Mm-hmm. He was named the Tennessee High School State Bowler of the Year in 2010. Closest without going over... What was Mookie's high score in bowling in 2010? Mace.
We just bowled a 300 yesterday. But right. It must not be. I'll say 295.
Okay. Greg.
I could really get screwed here. 297.
Okay.
Make it a little tougher on you, Jorge.
298.
All three of you have gone over.
Oh, really?
So we'll redo it again. Okay. Mace.
287.
Greg.
I'm going to go a little lower. 283.
Jorge.
280.
The correct answer is 290, and the winner is Steve Mason.
This is genuine excitement. I really need to win.
Long, as my dad used to say, long time between drinks.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, God, what a relief. What a relief. Shadano, what's up? What game did you do this weekend?
I didn't have a game this weekend.
Oh, you took
ESPN
the weekend
Radio
off, huh?
They're full-fledged baseball right now. There's only one NFL game and one college game during baseball postseason. So that means Mark Kestisher will probably do the bulk of it. Yeah.
By the way, I'll be at the Dodger game tomorrow night. And the one thing I always do is I listen to the ESPN broadcast in my ear as the game goes along. So I've always got a delay of about 45 seconds or almost a minute, but it's worth it because I do pick up all kinds of extra stuff.
Well, and you guys have known Boog a long time. I think he's the best guy doing
Boog's
it.
Boog's the best. I mean? He and I worked together at the Olympics in Sydney in 2000. He and I co-hosted.
So he wasn't there for your skeleton run or luge or whatever it was?
He was not. He did not do. That was 2002. A magical run.
Did he not? Did Boog not do the 15-inning 0-0 game, the Cleveland game the other day? I think he did.
Did
he?
On TV,
God.
Yeah. And it lasted forever.
Yep.
Yeah. And finally, Cleveland won it.
Yeah. How about the Mariners, though? What? I mean, if you're the Toronto Blue Jays, that has to be the most gut-wrenching way to lose anything.
Well, they're
right?
9-1, right?
Yeah, 8-1 in the fifth. Yeah, 8-1 in the fifth. And then the ninth inning was the complete disaster. Remember the second baseman, or was it the shortstop, who ran into the center fielder, then they got hurt? Yeah, it was Bichette and the center fielder got hurt. Like, just everything was falling apart for them. It was spooky to watch.
Yeah. Real quick, before we get to Supercross Talk, Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Hit it, Jorge. It is time for Supercross Talk, and Shadano is here, and do we have a love boat in the air?
Yeah. All right. So I got to tell you guys a story that happened last night at Chase Center. So I'm walking through the concourse.
Draymond punched you?
No, not yet.
Oh.
So I'm walking through the concourse, and some guy walks up to me and goes, Ireland. I go, yeah. And he introduced, I wish I could remember his name so I could give him a shout out, but he says, I listen to ESPN LA every day. I love Mason and Ireland. I love Sedano and Cap. and I love the beef between you and Sedano.
Nice.
And I went, Sedano, do we have beef?
Oh, yeah. Big no, beef. I mean, we oh, have yeah. like radio beef, which is not real beef.
Oh, no, this yeah. is, I think sometimes it gets a little chippy during Super Crosstalk.
Yeah, but that's fine. That's because, look.
It's only like, when I get too serious or I talk about sports.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Ireland can real beef. I just brought up the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, good job. Good job. So, but yeah. I meant to mention this earlier, but yesterday I go to the Rams game, and the guy sitting next to me says, are you Steve Mason? I said, yes. He goes, you know, you're the one person I was looking for today at the stadium. I was looking everywhere, and I happened to be next to you.
Wow.
It was great, but a huge fan. And
Cowboy
friend,
fan?
No, but his friend Chance, who lives in...
Were other people other than Cowboy fans there yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was 65-35, I would say.
Oh, really? 65-35 Cowboys.
Yeah, 65-35 Cowboys.
I heard 90-10, and people nah. were sending me videos inside the stadium were like, look what's going on here.
People are foolish.
They're foolish? Or they can't count?
No, you know what? If you were to, you can selectively choose video that shows either side. There were a ton of Rams fans there. But I do think it was 65-35, and I'll say this for the Cowboys fans. Very polite. There were not a lot of fights. Was not like the Bills, who were obnoxious. And frankly, the Bills fans were louder than the Cowboys fans. The Cowboys fans have this sort of weird, I've got a star, so I act like I've been there, even though I haven't been there in 30 years. They have that kind of vibe.
They're like
them.
Raider fans. They think they've won the Super Bowl every year. Like, I think about the Raiders. Hey,
although
you guys,
this year they might.
Hey, Sedano and Cap, settle an argument between Mason and I. Mm-hmm. So Mason overuses, in my opinion, the phrase must win. Mm. But he has declared that this Sunday's Rams-Panthers game.
I mean, come on. If you can't beat the Panthers, you're
exactly. But that's what I'm saying, Sedano.
But he says, George, that it's a must win. And my response to that was, so the season is over. If they lose, they're just playing for fun if they lose. And Mason said yes. I think that makes him a bad fan, giving up on his team six games into a 17-week season.
I am
going to
be there
season.
Every single
right, but you're
week,
giving up.
Win, lose, or draw. Well, I will stand on every third down for the defense.
But you're giving up.
I'm being real. You got to be real with people.
Cap, is he a bad fan for giving up after week six?
No, I don't think so. I think he's a realist, and I agree with him.
You think it's a must-win game?
The Rams season is right now like circling down the toilet.
Yep.
And if they lose this next game against a team that just fired their coach, their season is over. By the way, their season might be over right now, but if they don't win this upcoming game, it's really, really over.
Right. And the real story here is that if they do, and they should beat Carolina, right? That you've got to beat Carolina.
I mean, even Baker Mayfield may not play. Like,
he's out.
He's
Sam
out.
Darnold.
He's out. It is going to be Sam Darnold. This is the worst team on their schedule. This is the weakest team on their schedule that remains, except for maybe the Raiders. The weakest.
Hey!
The weakest team on their schedule that remains. And if they do win it, it means that they get San Francisco at SoFi the week after with first place on the line.
Don't they have a bye?
Ireland, Mason last week, I asked him, would he take an over-under of 10 on the Rams? And he wouldn't do it.
No.
I tried to bet him mythical money because he didn't believe they could win 11. So he was already starting to fade after, I believe, your initial prediction this season was like 12 or 13 wins or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly think that this team, and just judging by the schedule.
They're not good.
We don't know what they are right now.
No, we know what they are.
They're bad right now.
Hold on. They're a team that right now is not good. They're 2-3.
Completely agree.
And their offensive line is in shambles.
Completely agree.
Their quarterback, by the way, even when the offensive line was healthy, wasn't playing all that great, I thought, either. Because he's been dealing with an elbow injury since last season, and they can't run the damn ball. So
they cannot run the ball. They're last in the league in rushing the football. There's no question, but we do have a supercomputer as a head coach, and there is a chance to figure this out.
Listen, I love Sean, but there's at some point when you do F them picks, it's going to come. You got to pay the piper at some point. That loan matures and comes due, you know, and that's where they're at.
But there's
came,
a big
came due way faster than anybody expected.
Say that again, Cappy.
Came due way faster than anybody expected.
Well, maybe. I mean, here's the thing. They did draft an offense. Everybody's like, why didn't they draft offensive line? They drafted offensive line with their first pick in this draft, Logan Bruss, and he got busted up in his 40.
Third round.
Third round. That's their first pick. And he got hurt and is gone for the year. But they are. They have some makeshift offensive line.
Wouldn't you guys drive over to Andrew Whitworth's house and just stay there until he agreed to come
back?
Well, I
heard Key say, there's a promo on the station running with Keyshawn saying you ran into him at dinner. And, like, he was telling him, man, you better go over there. And he was like, did you hear what happened with him and Mason? I heard the tweet, right?
Yeah, I tweeted, dear Andrew Whitworth, are you available for the next couple of months? Sincerely, a Rams fan. And Whitworth tweeted back, Steve, appreciate the tweet. Always available for folks. I can tailgate, watch games, and drink, eat with the best of them. Just tell him where to get the tickets. Thanks. So,
why would he come back to this mess?
No.
Give him the offer. He can't refuse, Cap. Everybody
what
has a price.
The salary cap makes
the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase, over there?
Yeah, everybody has a price. Yeah. $1 million is $1 million. I mean, come on.
I mean, to get yourself back into game shape now, probably take Andrew Whitworth. I'm going to take a guess here. 3-4 weeks at least?
Yeah. He's not coming back. I don't think he's coming back. And David Edwards got hurt again this week. I mean, I think what you've got to do is it's a week-to-week league. You've got to win Sunday. It is absolute must-win. You've got to get to 3-3 leading into San Francisco.
How many cliches did you just spit out?
As many as I could. Are there any that I missed?
Week-to-week was
good. It is a week-to-week league.
Right.
Yeah, and then what was the second one?
Must-win.
It's a must-win.
And then there was like something like what was the third one? You did three back to back to back.
Yeah, no, I mean I've been doing this a long time, George.
That's
I'm
good.
Using a lot of cliches all the time.
You could be a quarterback in the NFL with that.
Absolutely. No, I think I agree with Cappy. I don't think it's a good team. I don't think they've been good in any of their four games. The one solace I take is three of the teams, Buffalo, the Niners. And yesterday were against top flight defenses.
Yeah.
On top of that, they've been playing a really tough schedule, but the schedule continues. That's why you got to beat the teams that are easy. You got to beat the team that just fired its head coach.
And by the way, listen, as much as I would say that they're not good right now and their record says so, I'd do that 100 times out of 100 what they did to win a Super Bowl. I don't care.
Yeah, right. That's right. You got your Super Bowl win. So you got your championship last year, and now you're going to pay for it for probably the next, I don't know, could be 4 or 5 years?
Well, I don't know about that long.
No, I don't know if it's going to be that long necessarily.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? You think that they'll win another Super Bowl in the next 5 years?
Well, I mean, winning a Super Bowl is hard, so that shouldn't be the barometer, but yeah. I think they can be a playoff team again next year or something like that.
You know, the way I view it, Cappy, is that the idea is, and that, you know, as a season ticket holder, I just want to be in the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
You know, well, if you're in the
give yourself a chance.
As Les Snead says, if you're in the tournament, you got a chance. I just want to be in the tournament every year.
Well, they're gonna have to rebuild the entire at least 3/5 of the offensive line in the offseason. That is not happening during the regular season.
I still think we can go 9-8 and make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, that's the dream at this point.
But we're bad right now. There's no in Ireland, have you come around to the fact that Sunday is must win?
No. Okay. Must win means if you lose, the season's over.
That is
you
exactly
have 10 weeks.
That
left.
Is very literal, but yes,
that is
fair.
Exactly the position that we are in.
They're two and four, Ireland, and they have to play the Rams, the Bucks, the Cardinals after that.
The Rams can't play the Rams.
The Niners can play the Rams and Cardinals.
Yeah.
Rams are going to beat the Rams.
Rams would beat the Rams. We'd get a win there.
You agree with me? You agree with me, Cap? Raiders shocked the world tonight in Kansas City?
No, but I'd love to see it. God, I would love to see it.
If I were betting today, I mean, I wouldn't bet this game, but if I were betting, I'd bet the Raiders plus the points.
Oh, really? Raiders plus 7, right?
Yeah.
God, I'd love to see the Raiders pull this shocking upset. It would be great.
I thought you were going to say something else.
So, you know, what I was doing this weekend? I was following Cappy on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Cappy, you went to Boise?
Boise.
And were you at a college party? Is that what I saw?
Yeah, so my daughter goes to school there, and my other daughter flew in from New Orleans because she's down in school there, and then my other daughter came with me. And, we went to, like, frat parties, dude.
You and three college girls. What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, no, and it was more than that, too, because then, you know, there were roommates and there were sorority sisters. It was me and, like, 10 college girls. But it was family weekend, so when I showed up at these frat parties...
Is this at Boise State?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wasn't quite as creepy as you might expect because there were tons of other parents there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we were all creepy
at the
together.
Frat parties?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is weird.
We always had, like, parents weekend where the moms and the dads and everybody came and showed up at the fraternity house for a thing. And I always thought, my mom always walked away saying, that place is filthy. That place is filthy.
Your mom is right. I lived in a fraternity for 3 years. Your mother is correct.
We'll never go back to that house.
There was this one fraternity party, and they had this kid standing on the second floor, like out of his bedroom window, and he had like a beer bong thing, you know?
Nice.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
And then he had probably like 12 or 15 feet of hose. So the kids would throw their beers up to the kid in the window. He'd open them up. He'd pour them, and then the kids would be downstairs, you know, pounding these beers. So my daughters are like, "Dad, you got to do this, man. You got to do this." I'm like, does anybody have like rubbing alcohol that I could put on the bottom of the tube? Like, I'm not putting my lips on that tube."
So you were afraid of doing a beer bong?
I was afraid of the germs that were at the end of the beer bong. Yes.
Did you do beer bongs when you were in college?
Yes.
Sedano, yes. Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did everybody did them?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question, Cappy. Is that why you sound a little under the weather?
No, it started last week. I was a little under the weather, but
you sound a little down. Are you depressed?
Oh, no.
Are you depressed
congested.
And down?
I hear it. I hear some sinus congestion.
Yeah.
In there.
I think I started taking a Z-Pack on like Friday of last week.
Do you just randomly have Z-Packs laying around?
No. Good question. Very good question.
You know, they don't prescribe them as much as they used to anymore.
No.
You need a good doctor.
Yeah,
well, there's better. There's more effective stuff than Z-Packs.
Was it like a back alley Z-Pack that you picked up from some dealer?
Sort of, kind of. So, yes, I called a friend of mine who's a doctor, and I kind of described to him what was going on, and I said, what would you do? And he said, well, if it were me, I'd get on a Z-Pack immediately. And I said, well, do you mind calling in a prescription? He said, oh, no, I'll do you one better. I've got a Z-Pack here at my house. So then I get to his house, and in an envelope are like six pills, you know? And I'm like,
nothing shady about that. Come
right,
on.
And I said to him, I go, but wait a second.
They're not even in the little package container wrapping
exactly
thing?
Exactly my point.
The foil thing.
I'm saying, dude, wait a second. A Z-Pack should have like two pills here, like four pills here. And it two on the first day, one there every day thereafter.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what you do. He goes, do that. I said, but these aren't in like some kind of a protected thing. He's like, dude, come into my house. Look what I got going on here. He's a doctor, so he's got all kinds of stuff. You know, random Z-Packs just hanging out.
Wow. Yeah.
You know?
So I don't know. That sounds shady. Week. That sounds very sketchy.
It is a little sketchy. I will acknowledge that, Mace. One time, this same guy, he's a buddy of mine.
Is this a kind of doctor that would also do, like, you know, the butt injections with, like, cement, like that one lady?
Who gets butt injections of cement?
Yeah. You never seen that
No,
story?
What does that do?
Well, that's, you know, that's a rumor with Kim K. That
she gets cement in her butt?
That
butt?
She's really? Getting butt injections to keep that famous butt of hers.
Well, you don't say.
Alive.
You think it's all natural? Come on.
Lindsay, do you believe it? She swears.
Oh, no.
Let's
she's
be serious.
She definitely.
Johnny,
I mean, come on. Are you joking?
No. They put her on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they put her on a lie detector. They did a whole episode on
that. Oh, man, because those things are so accurate. They even hold up in a court of law here.
It is true. It's a good point. They don't even hold up in a court of law.
So,
there's no way she didn't augment her ass.
In 2017, here's from the Washington Post, fake Florida doctor who enhanced buttocks with cement caulking, gets 10 years for manslaughter.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, somebody
so
must
somebody
have
died.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't do
he
that.
Did,
hey,
did
by the way,
like
how...
Tens of dozens of people.
Lindsay, how did the Browns not win that game yesterday?
Because they don't want to win.
Oh, they don't want to?
No, the Chargers don't want to win either. They
well,
tried
the
to
Chargers,
get it
away. Brandon Staley, I like his guts.
He's
his
a dope.
Guts,
he's
but
a
boy,
dope.
He's
he
like asking
Thanks,
to get fired.
No, he's not a dope. He's very consistent. He won the game. He won the game doing the exact same thing against Houston.
Yeah, but you don't go fourth and whatever it was two
well,
in that
if you
situation.
Were up, if you're up
you
three
two.
Or four,
Mason.
Yeah, but not up two.
The analytics are bull.
Not at that time. Not at that
oh,
point.
Now you're not an analytics
guy. You just said analytics are bull. You're Mr. Analytics.
I don't believe in any of these football go for it on fourth down analytics. I don't know where these analytics are coming from. I don't know the source of them, but
I mean,
I'm telling you,
math.
It screwed Brandon Staley more than it's helped him.
That's not true. He's converted 64% of them.
Right, but last year it cost him a trip to the playoffs, and yesterday it almost cost him a game.
But you're focusing on the Raider one. Sure, I get that because it was in a big spot. But the point is that overall, it's worked 64% of the time.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have done that.
I wouldn't
in
have
that
done
scenario.
No way, no how.
Did you
trying
see
to
he had
give
a 5% better chance to win the game had he done it?
Did you see Keenan Allen's tweet?
Loved it.
What the WTF are we doing?
Right. Well, there's a reason players aren't coaches.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, hey, Mace, just back to my doctor here for
one
quick
second. Yeah, let's get back to your back alley doctor.
Just want to say one thing. So a couple years ago, I had back problems. I know you're recently dealing with some back issues.
My back went out last week, yeah.
So I was having terrible back problems, sciatic pain, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And I needed to get an epidural.
Yeah, I've had a few.
Wow, that's, so you must have been bad.
Yeah. Yeah, an epidural. George, I was not giving birth. I was just...
I was just going to say, yeah, my wife had an epidural back in the day, a couple times.
No, this was just for agonizing pain. So this same doctor who gave me the Z-Pack that was, you know, not in an actual package.
Did he have an epidural just hanging out at his house too, or?
Not, you're going to love this. Not exactly at his house, but he said, do me a favor, meet me at the office at like 7 p.m. Oh, nobody will be there.
So you know what this shady. Is, Mace? Mace, remember 30 Rock? He's got Dr. Spaceman.
Yeah, he does. Yes. That's exactly what it is.
Leo Spaceman.
Leo Spaceman.
Dr. Spaceman.
So this guy, so you go to his office at like 7 o'clock, he's going to give you an epidural?
Yeah, so he's going to hook me up, and there's nobody there. And by the way, this is a cosmetic surgery center. And he and I together, just the two of us in this office, no insurance, no money.
Did he put cement in your butt?
No cement, just epidural in my back. Wow. And did the trick
did
for
you
me.
Not, did they not put you out for that?
No.
See, mm-hmm. when I got my epidural for my neck, they put me out.
When
they
you
gave
got
me the...
your teeth cleaned, they put you out.
Right. When I get my teeth cleaned, I do
really?
Get the nitrous, yeah. Yeah.
My Wait, college but... roommate was a dentist, so I introduced him to Mason, and he goes, do you think your buddy, the dentist, would put me under for a teeth cleaning? And I said, I'll ask him. And you go, well, if you really, it's like unnecessary, but yeah. And you were happy, right?
The gas man, we used to call him. Yeah, no, my doctor right now. You know why I do it? It's because it's kind of
a high.
Fun.
Yeah, yeah, was it the laughing gas or just out?
Nitrous, so laughing
Love
gas,
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's totally so different good. Than going out. Like, right. Going out is under anesthesia.
But
like
when I had
weight.
My epidural, I did go completely out.
Yeah, that case,
that was
yes.
like propofol or whatever they use. Yeah. What, Michael?
You know what we just did?
What?
We gave them a bonus minute.
Bonus minute.
Wow, it was very generous of you guys.
It's not like me, I know, but we did give you a bonus minute.
You know, I have got to immediately get to my car so I can listen to the majesty
to PTI?
And the stupidity. Yeah, to PTI. the magical stupidity of Shedano and Cappy. We're back tomorrow at 1, getting ready for Dodgers-Padres tomorrow night at Dodger Stadium. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.